Good morning. And how are you? So it's beginning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we begin this Trinity Sunday, we go back to the basic thing all of us learned as children, how to make the sign of the cross. And it calls to mind to us our baptism, but it also calls to mind who God is and who God calls us to be. When you come walk into our church, of course, we focus on it every Trinity Sunday, is that we have the Trinity in the center, atop of our high altar. And I love this image of our Trinity because it's self-giving. The Father gives the Son gives the Spirit gives himself to us. It's always this self-emptying out. And this past week, there was something on Facebook. It was a deacon, and he was complaining that he had to preach this weekend. And he says, you know, the pastor didn't do me any favors by having me preach this weekend. Now I'm going to have to preach on the Trinity, the most important and the most mysterious thing ever. And he was complaining, and I'm thinking, oh, stop it. It's what I thought. I didn't say anything. But I just thought, really? We make the Trinity, we overcomplicate it. It is a mystery. Of course, this God can never be fully comprehended by us. But he can be understood by us in the smallest way. Again, we can't know all of Lake Erie. But we can jump into Lake Erie, drink Lake Erie, and sit there and be around Lake Erie, right? Now we can know Lake Erie and experience it, though we don't know all of Lake Erie. It's the same with the Trinity. We can experience and we live and move and have our being in the Trinity. But to understand it, it's beyond us, but we can understand a part of it. And the best way to explain the Trinity, I think, is just that God is love. The Trinity is love. The Father has always loved the Son's always loved the Father, the Spirit's their love, and it's a constant outpouring. And then this God of love created us for the only reason is to love us. We are all created to be loved. Huh? And so the thing of it is it's something that we don't do so often, is we don't receive it and we don't give it. Because we're supposed to, if the Trinity, the God of the universe, Trinity, is love, then we must be a reflection of that love to all people, huh? One of my best friends, if not my best friend, who's he lives out in San Diego, and he's been texting me things these last couple weeks. The first thing he texted me was that, the homily that the bishop gave at the royal wedding. And if anybody watched that? Yes, and it was all about love, huh? And so he was quite, and he's always struggled with the faith. Good man, and I think it's a good he struggles, and I think half the time he struggles because I'm his best friend, so that's part of the reality. But the second thing is he then sent me, there was a homily about that one girl who was killed, in, you know, it was from Pakistan, and the school killings, and the father got up and was given a homily, if you will. He was a Christian, and was talking about this girl and how they took her into their home and loved her. They were the host family. And again, he sent me that homily. And then he called me and he says, isn't it amazing, isn't it great when you see Christians that really talk about love and put love into practice? And that was a little bit of a that a lot of us don't put it into practice. And it's a big thing when it does come on. And then I was sitting there thinking about my own life. And I have, when I'm in prayer, you know, my holy hour every day, I have great thoughts about being a loving person. You know, when I'm reflecting, when I'm doing things, I have great thoughts. Oh, Lord, use me. And then 5 minutes later, when I'm in the midst of the things, I'm finding out I'm not so good at this loving thing. I can give great homilies on it, right? I was in, many years ago, Poso Robles, California, and me and Father Carapi and Father Straub were speaking. And Father Carapi, you know, and you pray for him that he comes back and he becomes a full saint one day. But Father Carapi would spoke 1 hour, no break. I spoke 1 hour, no break. And Father Straub spoke 1 hour, no break. 3 hours they had to listen to us. And Father Carapi's up there and says, the bishops don't like me. And all the ladies go, yay. And he says, you got to say your rosary every day, and you got to do this every day, and you got to do that every day. And yay. Then I got up, and I says, isn't it great what Father Carapi said? Yay. And I said, let me tell you something. I don't care if you say 100 rosaries every day. If you don't love people and tell the people you love them, you're going to hell. And they all says, we like Father Carapi better. And again, so I can talk about it. Hey, if you're not loving, you're going to hell. And then I sit there and I look at the way I live my life sometimes. And I'm going to hell. Because it's easy to think about it, but it's so hard to give it. And we do it with our families, of course. But you know, my new book that'll be coming out one of these days, Living the Ten Principles of the World's Most Famous Prayer, the Lord's Prayer. The very first principle is our. And that means that everybody is my brother and sister, and I must love everyone without condition. And that was easy to write. It was, you know, inspired, but it wasn't lived. And so what I've been doing is thinking about, you know, when I'm up at the mall or if I'm at a place and there's people there and I'm driving around downtown and I'm sitting there thinking, every single person here is loved by God. And so what I got to do, the image, the Trinity, is love them the way God loves them. But too often I get too caught up into my own selfishness and to protect myself and to make sure that I'm okay instead of leaving myself to do that. So what I want to suggest to you and to me is that to remind us who God is and who we must be, that we use the sign of the cross not just as a way for something for me. Oh God, please protect me. Oh God, please bless me. Oh God, please take care of me. And we use this, the sign of the Trinity and the power of the Trinity, for something only for ourselves. But that maybe now we can sit there, and I've been trying it in my own life, to say every time I make the sign of the cross, it's to remind me who God is and who I must be to the people. I must reflect the Trinity to everybody I meet. And so before I have been going into situations, like yesterday I was with friends of mine who I haven't seen in years, and I had to go into all these people, make the sign of the cross and say, help me to show the Trinity to everybody I meet here. And I didn't do it well, again, as typical, because I got into my typical la-la, not la-la in any way, shape, or form. But they say, Father, you're still strong. Yeah, I know. But maybe all of us can decide. Let's make the sign of the cross to remind us who God is. Let's make the sign of the cross to remind me who I must be to people I'm dealing with. Before you go home to your family and you're having a bad day, before you walk in the house, instead of just God bless me, maybe make the sign of the cross and say, Lord, help me to bring your image to my family. Before you go to work, make the sign of the cross. Lord, help me to love everybody you bring in contact with me today. Before we go to bed, make the sign of the cross. Lord, I'm sorry for the way as I haven't loved today, and I want to love like you, the Holy Trinity, who is love, have loved. When you wake up in the morning, make the sign of the cross. Use me, Jesus, to love all people. And maybe if we can get back to the basic stuff, realizing we haven't done it well, I haven't done it well, but that this is who God is. He is love, period. And this is who I must be to others. I must be loving to them, period. Then maybe by God's grace, maybe by God's love, we'll be transformed and we'll help to transform the world. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.